More Americans are buying fuel-efficient cars like gas-electric hybrids and using cleaner fuels, but the Urban Land Institute has published a study, partly funded by the EPA, that suggests people are offsetting those environmental gains by driving more. Steve Hinneker of 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin says in the state last year, residents drove more than twice as many miles as they did in 1970, with only about a 20% increase in population during that time. Hinneker says if the trend continues, technology won't solve transportation links to global warming.
And what we're learning is that moving away from a already developed area, you're going to end up driving so much more that even a Toyota Prius or other alternative fuel vehicle won't do enough to help you reduce your global warming gases.
The national study predicts driving to significantly increase over the next 2 decades. But Hinneker says there are attempts to slow that growth. For example, he and other members of Wisconsin's Global Warming Task Force are looking at ways to increase the use of mass transit. Hinneker also says some uses of development tools are being questioned.
For example, tax incremental financing, which was designed to help cities redevelop their inner areas, are now being tweaked by the legislature to encourage development on the fringe of town.
Hinneker says the task force is also looking at ways to reward more compact and efficient development. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.